problem in dealing with a five-year-old is you soon start to sound like a five-year-old.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
65 years ago, a humble TV show debuted about life in a small southern town. Critics called it syrupy. Viewers called it sweet, funny, and uplifting, and quickly made it number one. Whole families laughed and harvested solid gold nuggets of wisdom on everything from being a good neighbor to romance and church and parenting. Only three TV shows have gone out in top spot: I Love Lucy, Seinfeld, and this one about the adventures of the level-headed southern-accented sheriff of Mayberry, a town where the last one to bed shuts out the streetlight. A town where crime is so low that the deputy, played by the eager and inept Don Knotts, keeps a bullet in his pocket instead of his gun, except when he accidentally shoots the floor. Thanks to reruns and social media, the Andy Griffith Show remains popular today, still bringing laughter and homey wisdom to millions. I heard my wife laughing in the kitchen recently, and I wanted to know why. She was watching clips from this charming old show. Many of us long for simpler times when wrong was wrong, right was right, comedy was clean, and hats were tipped. A place where life was steeped in community and respect, the way it was in Mayberry. So we sat there as the hilarious Don Knotts, thin as a telephone line, says, "That's right, karate made my whole body a weapon." And Gomer Pyle says, "Shazam!" Then in comes little Ronnie Howard, Opie, to tell his dad, Andy Griffith, that he lost a game and he didn't like it. Andy sits him down and, in his southern drawl, says, "It don't take courage to be a winner. It does take courage to be a good loser. Now, you want to be a good loser, you'll be proud of your friends that did win, and you'll congratulate them for it." Traditional wisdom is not something we're accustomed to bumping into these days. In another clip, Deputy Barney Fife advises Andy to just let his son Opie decide for himself how he wants to live. Andy says, "No, I'm afraid it don't work that way. You can't let a young man decide for himself. He'll grab at the first flashy thing with shiny ribbons on it. Then, when he finds out there's a hook in it, it's too late. Wrong ideas come packaged with so much glitter that it's hard to convince him that other things might be better in the long run." He tells Barney that parents need to say, "Wait, and trust me, and when possible, keep temptation away." Ours is certainly an age of flash and glitter. Our kids and grandkids need wisdom to know when wrong ideas are packaged so cleverly. Andy's wise words echo Proverbs 22, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." Many consider this an ironclad promise, but it's a proverb, a guide. We are to lay a biblical foundation, loving God, His Word, and modeling values we want children to embrace. And we pray that they will avoid the flashy things with hidden hooks and choose to follow Jesus. Before his death in 2021, Andy Griffith received a Grammy Award for his album, I Love to Tell the Story, 25 timeless hymns. His wife Cindy described him as a person of incredibly strong Christian faith, who was prepared for the day he would be called home to his Lord. It makes me smile to think that by God's grace, I will one day meet Andy Griffith. I think we'll have accents in heaven, don't you? And I hope Gomer Pyle is there. I'd love to hear him say, "Shazam!"
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.